السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one sister sent me this few questions. I wanted to read her questions related to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu about the end of time. And she asked me also about the verse in Quran, Al-Zumur, the one I send you. And the situation of today. And if you ask me, she asked, how will he reach the state which is mentioned in the above hadith? Do we keep away from everything? In what way do I have to train myself to have a strong iman? Please let me know. Today, my brother and sister in Islam, we passing knowledge. Be careful, we passing knowledge. And I have to tell you for Sabilillah once and for all. You can sit down and read. You can pass knowledge. Doesn't mean nothing, because it's one of the signs of the end of time. But the tarbiyah of knowledge is very difficult to get it by yourself. Because once you're gaining knowledge your way, you comprehend it your way, you cut and paste your way, you want to implement it your way. What it mean? Nafs, 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 nafs. The nafs will be high, very high. You think you're doing ubudiyya, but you're not doing ubudiyya. And this is why when a time come to obey Allah in unity, we have no unity. Humble ourselves, no humble ourselves. Forgive each other, no forgive each other. What it mean? No quality. By this way, what is the problem with the ummah today? We passing knowledge like crazy, but we bankrupt in quality. My dear brother and sister in Islam, there's a call of ikhlas. Ikhlas is not easy. Ikhlas is not easy. And today one of the musibah is to satisfy my nafs, I have to look to the mistake of my teacher or the person I'm taking the knowledge from him. Instead of looking to him as a human being, he's making mistake like me, and get the goodness from him, forgive his own shortcoming, and make dua for him? No. In America, they always say, shoot the messenger. This is what Bani Israel did. What Bani Israel always look, try to find a false or even assuming false in the messenger, just to avoid the message. Similar what we do today. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to be united, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask us to do many things, we're not doing it according to Allah, we're doing it ourselves. By this way, my dear sister in Islam, all the question you have before is very simple if you humble yourself. You have to be belong to some people, learn it elder than you, to guide you in the right time, to let you know what this meaning, what this meaning. When you go and you are sick, you do not cure yourself. You go to the doctor, doctor give you prescription, till you come in 2 weeks, he examine you and ask you a question to follow up with you. Today, everything we want it our way, and here's the price. Another sister, she sent me a message, hopefully inshallah once I get okay from her, I send it to you. And she talk about the ubudiyya. Today we minus ubudiyya, we think we do ubudiyya, but we don't. Let me give you example. From the time you wake up, okay, what you wake up for? What your intention? What you want gain from your day? How much you remember Allah? How much you prepare yourself for death? You see? You remember the man who Rasulullah met him in the morning? He said, كيف أصبحت يا حارثة? How you wake up, يا حارثة? He said, أصبحت مؤمنا حقا يا رسول الله. He said, I wake up with a true iman, ya Rasulullah. He said, ha ha, Oh ya Haritha, لكل قول حقيقة. Hold tight, don't talk too fast. To every word is a truth. فما حقيقة قولك يا حارثة؟ What is the truth about what you said? He said, يا رسول, يا رسول الله. I do not get up and I believe I'm going to sleep. And I do not sleep and I believe I'm going to get up. And I prepare my day for fasting and my night for Allah. And when I make salah, I believe I'm in the front of Allah. And when I recite and I make sajda, I believe Jannah in the front of me, Jahannam behind me, and I'm not know where I'm going. He said, Alimta, falzam ya Haritha. Haritha, you said the truth. Hold tight to it. When you read the fiqh of this hadith, what it mean? He have a short hope. He doesn't think about tomorrow. He's not making drama. He's not thinking about yesterday. He's not making drama about he said, she said. He's busy only with one thing, in case I die tonight. Because one sister, she sent me all kind of struggle within. And why? Because our problem today is a struggle within, is not outside. You remember? The journey of victory within. Verse of journey of defeat within. When you study, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised victory to the believer. Victory to the believer. You are a believer, Allah will give you victory. What is the defeat? The defeat is started by number one, lack of iman, lack of zikrullah, allow yourself to go to shaitan, nafs is high, arrogant, envy, jealousy, this and that, disease of the heart, worry about yesterday, worry about the future, crying over the past, who did it, she did it. And you're wasting your time and you do not remember Allah. Remember my article or the most dangerous verses in Quran. And one of them, you forget Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. Is this not easy? My dear brother and sister in Islam, when you study the ahadith about when you wake up, what you say, when you go to sleep, what you say, before you eat, what you say, after you eat, what you say, if you follow the sunnah, really, it will help you go to ubudiyya by yourself. But this talk is easy. To implement it is difficult. It needs a lot of istiqama. What is istiqama? Steadfast. But today, because the nafs is high, and the disease of the ummah today, one of the diseases Rasulullah mentioned in the end of ummah, in the end of time, will be divided. We love to find excuse to be divided. We love to find excuse to shoot the messenger. We love to find excuse to get away from each other. Instead of making effort to be united, we make an effort to be divided. And once you do that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said, the wolf will not eat except of whom? Al-ghanam al-qasiyah, the stray sheep. When they are united, the wolf will not attack. He waited until one gets stray and he take her alone. Rasulullah sallallahu explaining to us. We claim we have sunnah. We claim we have ubudiyya. I bear witness, my brother and sister in Islam today, we a few people have ubudiyya, a few people have sunnah. Because we get selective. We selected the sunnah we like, the ubudiyya we like, the obedience we like, and we have lack of ubudiyya and lack of obedience, lack of unity, lack of love to each other, lack of everything. Lack of everything. Why? Lack of ikhlas. Ikhlas is not easy. And if you have no ikhlas to Allah, we will have ikhlas to each other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's easy today to be stray. It's not easy to be united for Allah. Please, I hope this message reaches you and you start becoming serious, really serious, and humble yourself. Aim high for only one thing, how Allah can be pleased with me. That's it. Nothing else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us zubudiyya, ikhlas, purity of the heart, and once and for all, be ready to be, insha'Allah, among the people who Allah saved them when Dajjal arrive. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.